Joined now in the studio by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. Thanks for being here today.
Good to be here. Thank you.
So, this debate on the future of Confederate monuments, of course, we've got Silent Sam on campus, and not just Silent Sam on campus. There's two big ones in McCorkle Place. There's Silent Sam, and there's the protest that's going on now 24/7 with a constant presence. There's also not a constant human presence, but a constant presence of flowers and other memorials that have been laid at the Unsung Heroes, the Unsung Founders Memorial, which is much smaller and less known, but perhaps more important in terms of the history of UNC. It's also in McCorkle Place. And the juxtaposition between those two is really striking if you walk through McCorkle Place, as I did earlier today. And that's been going on for a while. So, with this conversation still ongoing, what are your thoughts about the way the conversation has gone here in Chapel Hill locally?
Well, really, we haven't had a conversation. I applaud tomorrow, which on the one hand, I think it's being a college town, it's kind of an intellectual dialogue about history and monuments and free speech, which I think is a necessary part of the conversation. I'm glad to see it happening. And I think getting an understanding of monuments and how they came to be. I was out on campus last week and just really wanted to bear witness to what was going to happen. Didn't know what was going to happen. Had it first decided I wasn't going to go. But I wanted to witness. And so
This was the big one
this
last
was the
week,
big
right
one
on
last
Tuesday,
week, yeah, on Tuesday. I ended up in a conversation with a 20-something who felt so strongly that the monument should be there. And the more I talked to him, the more I realized how little he knew about monuments and about how they came to be, including Sam, and was unfamiliar with the Carr speech and was unfamiliar that most of them came up long after the end of the war and, the whole Jim Crow connection and intimidation. So I think this is a largely, indicative of our ability to rewrite history and tell the story that we want to tell. And so, to the extent that, and I don't know if this is what's going to happen or not, but to the extent that we can start learning and teaching the true history, I think any dialogue is good. Free speech gets a little tricky on. What is there's no truth monitor on free speech. So you can come up with all the alternative facts and, fake news and whatever else, and you have a right to say it. And so I think the ACLU, I thought, was interesting in that they changed their position on some of this free speech. At one point they had defended some of the hate speech.
This was this was their decision. What was it, 2 weeks ago,
Right.
that they weren't going to, that they went to court for
Right.
the Charlottesville rally,
Right.
as they have in the past, and
Yes.
now they're not going to, if
Yes.
they're planning on bringing weapons to,
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's not in that case
Exactly.
about speech, it's about speech backed up with weapons
Yeah,
and violence,
and
yeah, like
violence, and
incitement to
violence.
violence, right?
I'm happy to see it. I don't think it's the end all to be all. I think it's the more conversation, the better. There are a lot of people who came out of the Charlottesville experience saying it could have been us because of the similarities between the two towns. And so I think more conversation about what is the appropriate response to, hate groups that might come.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but what is the, and that's from citizens as well as police.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm anxious for that conversation to take place, and I think that's an important dialogue that a lot of people have that question on their mind is how would we handle it? What should we do? What should we as citizens who might not agree with them do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some say you should just ignore them. You give them a platform when you're out there. So I think, you know, I applaud the effort, and hopefully it's just the beginning of the dialogue.
Yeah. Do you think, and speaking with Anna Richards again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP, do you think people are learning? I know we're talking more about when these statues went up in the 1910s and 20s and 30s mm-hmm. as white supremacy and Jim Crow was reestablishing itself.
Week.
Yeah, in Alabama,
in
right?
Alabama, yeah.
Saw that. In the Confederate Veterans Memorial Park that already pre-existed.
Yes.
They put another one there.
Yes.
And then again in the 1960s, in the heat of the Civil Rights Movement, when you had segregationists that were trying to put things up. That information is getting out more now than it was 5 or 10
mm-hmm.
years ago. We know more about Carr's speech at Silent Sam
mm-hmm.
and how awful that was.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm seeing that circulated around my friends on social media who were opposed to Silent Sam before this debate even started. So is this information, are you seeing that information getting out generally, or does more need to be
done? I think it is getting out generally, but as I talked to this young man last week, I don't even know if people believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it has come to symbolize more than history. And so now it's a battle between the right and left. It's a battle
right.
between the races. I think the fact that we don't teach the true history in our schools for the most part. So there's a lot of work that needs to happen before I think people begin to really understand and see the true history of our country.
Mm-hmm. What about the police efforts on, you were at the rally on Tuesday. It's hard, I mean, we were talking with a whole bunch of people about this last week. Like, if you're the police, you have to plan for something you know not what, but what was your take on how they ended up handling it?
I was very disturbed by the riot gear and the long guns. And I was in the area when the young man had the scarf over his head.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I knew about it was police started running across. Well, obviously when the police start running, the crowd runs after them.
Right.
I think I question as to true there was a rule. There is a law actually about covering your face at demonstrations mm-hmm. in North Carolina. But I have to ask, could that one incident have been handled differently? Because actually before then, the whole scene with the rocking the car and the sitting down on the side, all of that came out of that one incident
right.
and the way it was handled. So we do have to ask. And then, you know, I love the chant the students were saying, you know, why you got your riot gear? I don't see no riot here kind of thing. But it was just... it was disturbing. I was very disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
But in the main, you know, they were there to protect the statue.
Mm-hmm.
They say to protect the students, but they were surrounding the statue. And I thought overall things worked out well. I think the students, I was very proud of the students in the main. You know, there's always a couple people there. But there were other rules that weren't enforced, like there weren't supposed to be dogs there. There were dogs all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to wonder about that particular incident and how it was handled. Mm-hmm. But thankfully, thank God, there was, you know, no more serious incident.
Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP, and we've got to let you go in a second, and I know you wanted to talk about the event that's coming up this weekend, but just one more question. I was reading a book this week. It was Alchemy of Race and Rights by Patricia Williams, who's a law professor, still active. I think she's at Columbia now. But this was written in 89, so 2.5 decades ago, more than. And what she was writing about, she's writing about racism, racial disparity, systemic sort of institutional structures of racism and white supremacy in America. And what she was describing was so similar to today. It was as if she was writing in the present day. She's talking about policing disparities and the school to prison pipeline and the increase in jail sentences for people. Are we getting better?
No. So I say that. I have to caveat it to one extent. I think that the younger generation, many people in younger generation, it have friends and have experiences outside of their culture. And because of that, they know people who don't look like them. So I think that that's more widespread. Just the numbers of people who are exposed to things, I think. The media certainly, you know, if you watch commercials and those kinds of things, I think you see a more diverse set of people. Some of the stereotypes on some of the sitcoms and soap operas, I don't think help.
Yeah.
I think they're very, you know, negative images and very stereotypical. Not many of them are like no one I know. You know, they represent people of color, but they're not like any people of color I ever met in my life. So I think there's pros and cons to what's gone on. I think the exploitation in many of the media outlets of this of the stereotypes don't help. I think what this whole debate and what Charlottesville has brought out is that there are a lot of people who believe that equal opportunity, not equal outcomes, because you can't guarantee outcomes,
right?
But that equal opportunity is an American value. And I think to that extent, I think things are changing. I think a lot of people feel that they don't want our country to be represented in that way.
Yeah.
And so it's a mixed bag. But when you look at, so that's the opportunity side. But when you look at outcomes, we're not getting better.
Coming? Sorry. I thought you were.
Okay.
What's coming up this weekend?
This weekend we have our membership meeting. First Saturday. And normally it's at 1 o'clock this weekend because of the holiday. We've moved it up till 10 a.m., so our meetings are open to the public, and we hope you join, but you don't have to be a member to come. And so I invite anybody out there who'd like to come check us out. We're at the Rogers Road Community Center, 10 a.m. this Saturday morning.
Awesome. Honor Richards, Chapel Hill Harbor, NAACP. Thank you so much.
Thanks.